Good day. What's going on, everybody? Welcome into First Take. We have a five-time champion, a Hall of Famer, a business mogul. He can dress in a smile that lights up any room. Irvin Magic Johnson. So good to see you, sir.
Thank you, Molly.
Thank you for coming to the East Coast for a hot second, man. For us. You'll be with us the entire show.
Oh, I'm happy to be here, too.
My brother.
Well, you know, you call, bro. I'm here, man. Come on, man.
And I feel you.
Good to see you, Max.
You too, Magic, always.
And dressed for the occasion. Guys, we got a lot to talk about. Stephen A. teased it. Let's do this. We ready?
Ready? Oh, hell
okay.
Yeah, I'm
you,
ready.
You want to start in the East Coast? Because I can do that. All right.
Let's do that.
We start with last night's elimination game. The Hawks were too much for the Sixers in advance to face the Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals. This series has been all about Trae Young and Joel Embiid. Embiid putting up 31-11 and 3, but it wasn't enough. Ben Simmons, meanwhile, struggled. 5 points, 8 boards, and 11 assists. And that pivotal play where Simmons turned down a scoring opportunity inside and passed the ball to Thybulle. Joel, talk to me.
I don't know how to say it, but I thought the turning point was just, you know, we had an open shot and, you know, we missed, we made one free throw and we missed the other, and then they came down and scored and we didn't get a good possession on the other end, and Trey came back and he made a three, and then from there down four, and then it's on me, I turned the ball over and try to, you know, make something happen from the perimeter. I thought that was a turning point.
Doc, do you think Ben Simmons can still be a point guard for a championship team like the one you guys want to become?
Yeah, David, I don't know that question or the answer to that right now. So I don't know the answer to that.
Gentlemen, pay attention to these numbers, will you? So not Doc Rivers' best coaching effort, his fourth straight game seven losses are tied for the longest such streak in NBA history. His 29 losses with an opportunity to clinch a series are the most among all head coaches. Rivers has an NBA worst 341 win percentage in such situations. Magic, you are up first. Who looks worse here? Is it Doc or Ben Simmons?
Well, it's definitely Ben Simmons. Doc doesn't play. So we have to remember, Doc has won a championship, so he knows what he's doing. Listen, when you're the second best player on your team and we say, hey, he's a star, he's been an all-star, you got to perform like one. And Ben Simmons did not do that. He wasn't aggressive. But the Sixers lost this series in game five. If they had won game five, they would have won this series. But they lost the series when Coach McMillan of the Hawks did that hot hacker Simmons, and they couldn't go to the free throw line and hit those free throws, and that's where they lost this series. And then he lost his confidence in game five as well, right? And so now it's time for a new destination and a new place for Ben Simmons. It'll be great for him. It'll be great for the organization. Rich Paul's got to go out and do his thing as his agent to get him in a place where he can thrive, get his confidence back. Hopefully there's a star at another team who needs a change of scenery as well, and bring that person into Philly. Fan base loves the Sixers in Philly, and this man can talk about that, you know, more than I can. I played against the Sixers twice, so I know that fan base, they love the Sixers. And talk radio this morning is probably talking about, you know, getting Simmons out of there. Doc Rivers prepared the team, but he can't shoot free throws. He can't knock down shots.
First of all, here's the deal. There is no excusing what's going on with Doc Rivers. I love the man personally and professionally. But there have been several collapses on his watch. And this weekend is particularly devastating because the Los Angeles Clippers won a game seven and went to the conference finals for the first time in franchise history in Ty Lue's first year. And he did it the last three games, without Kawhi Leonard.
Go look up Ty Lue when he's down in a series or when he's on the line.
I got you. The point is that you consider what Ty Lue did in year one and that Doc Rivers didn't do it in 7 years. And then on the same weekend, you lose a game seven to an Atlanta Hawks team most people thought that you were supposed to beat. This is not a good day for Doc Rivers, number one.
Yep.
But having said all of that, I roll with my man Magic Johnson. Ben Simmons has got to go. He's 24 years of age. He's a star talent.
Right.
And I'm not saying that Ben Simmons should be given up on because he's some scrub or anything like that. It goes to what you pointed out, Magic. I know Philly.
Yeah.
I worked there for 17 years. I was a columnist for my last time. Let me tell you something right now. That city ain't going to ever forgive him for what they have seen. And here's why. Not just that he missed shots. He didn't take them.
Yeah.
See, when you see the Greek Freak in Milwaukee miss or make, he takes them. Ben Simmons is literally scared to shoot the basketball. He gave up a wide open dunk because he anticipated he was going to be fouled and didn't want to go to the free throw line. 34% shooting in the postseason. For anybody who's attempted 70 or more, it's the worst free throw percentage shooting in the history of basketball. And this is a league Wilt Chamberlain and Shaquille O'Neal played in.
Right.
And they shot better for the free throw line than Ben Simmons. This is very, very bad. And when you take that into consideration, and you combine that with the fact that Philadelphia being a very unforgiving town, and they don't know how to let off and lay off, and they're going to constantly berate him, and it's mental.
Yeah.
With him, I don't believe he can overcome that, Max. In the city of Philadelphia, you got to move him. I'm going to say it right here on national television. Try and get yourself somebody like C.J. McCollum. Mm-hmm. Bring him to Philly. Send Ben Simmons to Portland. Because with all the perimeter guys they have in Damian Lillard, it would work.
That's how bad his trade value has been diminished. You know, now it's like, can you get C.J. McCollum for Ben Simmons?
It was 4 years, look, $140
million. Ben Simmons cannot be fixed in Philadelphia. I agree with you. And by the way, the Philly fans get such a bad rap for riding guys. How are they with Markelle Fultz? When he was going through problems, that city supported him. Any little positive thing he could do, they're doing the same thing for Ben Simmons. The city's behind him. He just let him down. I think it's over for him. I think they've supported him. I think it's over for Ben Simmons in Philly. Can Doc be fixed in Philly? I agree with you both. Ben Simmons got to go. Can Doc be fixed in Philly? Look at what just happened. Look, you're right, Magic. He's already shown he can win a championship. With a big three in a league that didn't have any other big three. They were the only one. Got one. Collapsed. More playoff collapses. The stats have been going around, et cetera, et cetera. And I love Doc Rivers. I loved him as a point guard for the Knicks. But we have to be honest about this. You can't play Dwight Howard in that game. Or Shake Milton. Like, those guys can't see the floor. He went 10 deep in a game 7. In a game, think about what was happening in that game early on. Dudes who were getting cooked. Like, this is just coaching stuff. Gallinari was cooking George Hill. Seth Curry was getting cooked by Herter, right? And then they're playing a backcourt of Trae Young and Lou Will. You got to punish that. Offensively, you have to. They can't play defense.
But,
you got to punish
it. But who? Who are you going to punish him with?
Well, if Tobias Harris would be nice if he showed up.
Okay, but that didn't happen. Danny Green hurt. His injury?
No
hurt,
doubt.
Hurt the Sixers. No, so you can't judge Doc Rivers until Danny Green is in that lineup. But this is it. You talked about last season. Doc Rivers wasn't playing against the Denver Nuggets. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George didn't show up in game 7. Jamal Murray outscored both of those superstars. One man did, right? So that's not Doc's fault. Same thing here. Listen, Ben Simmons got to take ownership and say, listen, this is what's going on out here. I know Embiid's going to give me 30. I got to get at least 20 to 25 for us to win.
I'm not.
What do you get for Ben Simmons? And who should want him?
Well, a solid player. McCollum would be great because he can shoot. He has stressed the floor. He can play alongside.
And he ain't scared to shoot.
Exactly.
That's for sure.
Stephen A., who do you think should want Simmons?
I just said Portland. I think a team like Portland with the perimeter players and the style of play that they have, not to mention the fact that their Achilles heel is defense.
Yeah.
And Ben Simmons doesn't have
great,
that.
Great. I think he's the best defender in the league.
He can defend anybody. But let me also add this. Here's what I will, again, you're right about Doc Rivers. Here's what to point to, though. Seth Curry is a damn good basketball player, and we've been very pleased by what we've seen from him. He's undersized against Herter. You know it. You see it.
That's what I'm saying.
You do very little about it. You gotta. I understand Trae Young is a threat, but Trae Young was 4'22" before he hit from the damn logo in the last minute or so. Okay, Hurt is hurting you all game long.
Right.
At some point in time, you got to make that decision. Get off of him. If you got to double up to get the ball out of his hands and force somebody else to shoot, disrupt their rhythm, do something as opposed to keeping the undersized Curry on.
I'm not Stephen A. Magic. You guys are right about Ben Simmons. There's no argument. I'm just saying Doc can't slide. Like, Brett Brown, you were calling, and you take that very seriously. You're not calling for people's job, but you said you have to take a long, hard look at Brett Brown after a certain amount of time, right? He never got out-coached like that.
Oh, hell yes, he
did. No, not like
he did.
In a game seven
Magic,
like that?
Magic is here, so he ain't get to game seven, okay? But what I'm saying, other than Toronto, but let me, Magic's here, so I'm not going to get into it. But hell yes, he did.
Doc Rivers just got out-coached as bad as you can get out-coached.
No, he got out-coached.
Yeah. In game seven, we always look for a hero, right, on either side. And Herter happens to be the hero for the Atlanta Hawks.
He's matched up with a 5'2 guy.
Yeah, I mean, but he got it going. You got to give him credit. He got it going. The problem, again, goes back to this. Listen, game five, that's where they lost it. You can't overlook game five. See, in a series, the most important games, you got to win against a young team like the Hawks. When you have your advantage and you compound them and get the victory, game five is where the series was either.
I have a question for you, Magic. Right. I have a question for you because the question as to where should Simmons go, to me, hinges on who can get between his ears.
But
there's a problem there.
That's
right. Who do you think is?
And then just a couple of nuggets. Just a couple of nuggets.
And then we got to get a commercial break.
Somebody mentioned Porzingis. I'm just getting texts literally. Mm-hmm. Somebody mentioned Porzingis. I'm not buying that because he's another one that I don't trust. Somebody mentioned Bradley Beal. That's not going to work. The reason why is Washington would never do that deal because Russell Westbrook's problem is shooting. So why would you bring Ben Simmons to add with that? Okay?
No, it's not going to happen.
So you're not going to do that. And then I just got it on good authority. They were watching the game last night in Portland. There's a few people there that would not want Ben Simmons.
Who could fix
while you were here? They're like, no.
Who
we
could fix his confidence?
Just like you did. Okay.
Who could fix his confidence? Like, the whole question as to where he goes is who could get to him.
You got to have a veteran sitting there that can hopefully get his confidence back for him, right? And also take the pressure off him. You know who he reminds me of? Iguodala. Same situation in Philly.
Miscast as a one, yes.
Couldn't live up to the billing. Went to Golden State.
Right.
Great player.
And great player, right? When he was the third guy, no pressure on him.
The biggest problem with him was his initials. See, he was AI, okay? But he came to Philly with the initials AI after the real AI was in the building for 10 years.
One thing about Iguodala, though, he was never scared to shoot.
No, he was
there was no fear in Iguodala.
But I'm just saying the situation is almost the same where they didn't live up to the billing of being drafted that high, and then he went where he could now be the third or fourth wheel behind Draymond, Clay, and Steph, and he found a perfect role. So don't give up on Ben Simmons. He's too young, too talented.
Just
not in Philly. That's all it is.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. That's all we're saying, just in Philly.
Just work on the free throws a little. Worst percentage ever in the playoffs.
Game five kills
the confidence. Well, see, this is where I get upset at young guys. Mm-hmm. You think you're all of that.
And a bag of chips.
That's right.
Your game.
And you haven't been working on your game in the summertime.
That's right.
Ben Simmons, Rich Paul, your agent, got to get you to work on your game all summer.
But maybe this, he got humble, you know?
That's right.
Sometimes we're picking the grapes. Sometimes we're drinking
Molly,
the wine. We've all been there.
And Molly, in the offseason, a half of them are in L.A. and Miami. No.
Yep.
You don't need to go there. You need to be somewhere else working on your game. Not there.
They're working on their other game.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Oh, yeah!
The man, the magic man is in the house. So guess what I came up with? I usually reserve Stephen's A-list for the end of the show, but I wanted this near the beginning, Magic, because the Brooklyn Nets are home. They are done, just like the Knicks, but I won't rub it in too much because I was rooting for Brooklyn. Knicks first, New York always with me, but here's the bottom line. There's five reasons, Magic Johnson. This is dedicated to you. Five reasons why the Brooklyn Nets are home right now. Let's go to number five on the list. Give it to me right now. Giannis showed up. Averaged 32 and 13. Wasn't scared of the moment. It's game seven in Brooklyn on the road after he did his thing in game six. What does he do against KD? With KD putting on an absolute show. Giannis drops 40. Okay, he didn't disappear. He didn't shrink in the moment. We got to give the Greek Freak love where love is due. Let's go to number four on the list, please. Give it to me right now. Kyrie Irving's injury. We all know that if Kyrie Irving, that showstopper, Mr. Box Office, the nastiest handle in the game, one of the most skilled, Max Kellerman says arguably the most skilled players you ever see. If this dude doesn't twist his ankle, excuse me, the Milwaukee Bucks are not in the conference finals. It's the Brooklyn Nets that's here if Kyrie Irving had stayed healthy. But it didn't happen. Give me number three on the list, please. Joe Harris. Don't
get me started with this brother right here.
I mean, you're supposed to be a shooter. You are supposed to be a shooter, especially when you're open. That's the key. With Kevin Durant putting on a show. James Harden with the hamstring. Still playing 46 minutes one game, 39 the other. Shows up for game seven. You got open shots, Joe Harris, and all of a sudden, you can't hit the damn river. It's right out here. You couldn't even shoot the ball into the river. That's a problem, Joe Harris. Look in the mirror this offseason. You had the jumper all year long until it counted. And then we couldn't find you. There's an APB out for you. Think about that. Let's go to number two on the list, please. Give it to me, Steve Nash. Excuse me, Steve Nash. Never heard of a timeout to give Kevin Durant a break because you know how exhausted he is. He played 48 minutes for you in game five. He showed up in game six, was in the midst of playing all 53 minutes in game seven. Think you could have called the timeout to give him a breather, a break, so he wouldn't shoot an air ball on that last shot after being completely spent? I won't get into some of your other substitutions. I won't get into some of the other things that you didn't do. But that was a flagrant error on your part, Steve Nash. You made a slew of them, and coaching clearly was an issue. But it doesn't eclipse number one. Give it to me right here. Karma.
Oh.
Why?
Wow.
Get out of here. Oh. Listen to this, Max. Stay with me. James Harden, love him, but wanted out of Houston. Came into camp out of shape. Came into the season out of shape. You think that didn't have something to do with the hamstring injury?
Good point.
You ultimately incurred? Absolutely. I brought up coaching at number two, right? Remember, Kyrie Irving is quoted as saying at the beginning of the season, we don't really need coaching. Guess what? Kyrie, you were thinking about you. What about the other players that we're going to need to produce? Better coaching might have had those other dudes ready to help Kevin Durant in a game seven. Then you, Kyrie Irving, you missed some games. You took a couple of weeks off. You took off whenever you wanted. That didn't send the right message to the team. Blake Griffin, you didn't show up in Detroit. You stole money from the Detroit Pistons. You didn't want to play basketball. You didn't even dunk in 2 years until you arrived at Brooklyn. Okay? This kind of stuff ultimately comes back to bite you. That's what happened to the Brooklyn Nets. That is why they're home right now. If they were together, if they were committed, if they put in that work constantly, day in and day out, not just as coaches, but as players, you would have been more together. Karma wouldn't have been against you, and you'd be in the Eastern Conference right now. These are my five reasons why the Brooklyn Nets are home watching the playoffs with the rest of us. My apologies to KD, because good God, he was sensational.
I got to give it to you. That's the list right there. I take that list all day long.
Karma's, you won me over with karma.
Yeah.
You said stay with me. I did. You won me over with karma. But let's keep it simple. Injuries is number one, period. Injuries decide this whole playoffs. LeBron's ankle and LeBron's wheel, whatever, and AD not playing. Every series, just look what happened.
But I basically included it in it. I talked about
I get it.
The injuries is part of the karma. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, but Kyrie is hurt. And Harden's hurt. That wasn't James Harden. That was like a shell of James Harden.
But I told you why.
Okay, Nash is right on the money. Nash, right after injuries, is Nash. It was easy to be the coach of that team when you roll the ball out and say, take us there, KD. Get. Mm-hmm. But could you design some plays?
But
maybe
Max,
take Harden out of the game?
But Max, everything you just said is right. But they still had a chance to win game seven.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All the things you just said, they still had a chance to win if Joe Harris – had a, just hit two or three shots.
Or KD doesn't airball the last shot.
Well, again, well he's too
that's
tired.
Bad. He's exhausted.
Yeah. Yeah, he's exhausted. I mean, you can't expect the – I mean, the man did everything that he could to put his team in a position to win. He hits the – almost – I wish it was a three. It was a two at the end.
I know. That was a killer.
Because the feet was too damn.
That was a killer. That's right. But you know why I bring up the missed shot? You're right. KD played his heart out. It was amazing. But LeBron always gets held to the MJ standard. Right. Michael Jordan would have done that. Michael Jordan never takes, ever in a game seven, the last shot with the game on the line, airballs shot. Just never happens. So I'm just saying KD has played himself to the point now where he has to get the same comparisons that LeBron got.
I'm going to break this down.
Please do.
We finally found out about the Brooklyn Nets. They got three superstars. The best entertainer in all of basketball, Kyrie Irving. James Harden played the best I've ever seen him play this whole season. And KD's on another level. The torch is almost being passed from LeBron to him as the best player on the planet. But it's going to be the role players. If he doesn't improve those players around those three, they're not going to win it next year. Joe Harris can be a piece to bring in guys. You need guys. Just look at the Lakers. KCP, Rondo, Dwight Howard, Caruso. Mm-hmm. All those guys helped the Lakers win. Mm-hmm. And you need those type of guys. Mm-hmm. If you're going to win a championship, the three going to perform well, mm-hmm. but you need the other guys.
Listen, and I'm going to go here with you. you're magic. You're a champion. You know this game like the back of your hand. You also know the importance of coaching. Here's where I come to you as a star, basically the face of a franchise. It's not just that Steve Nash is the coach. It's that you picked him.
Yeah.
Sean Marks picks the coach you want. It don't matter what he came to you and suggested. If you said no, Steve Nash wouldn't be the coach.
Right.
And so I'm thinking, like, let's take a time if we can point, because there's only one thing we could point the finger at KD about this season. One thing and one thing only. KD pretty much followed and adopted the mentality of Kyrie Irving. It's not that important. We got a crew. We going to be all right no matter what. No, Steve Nash is going to be I think they're going to win championship next year if they're healthy. But the point is this. Not a scintilla of experience as a head coach on any level. And you know how tough it is to win championships. And you would have that kind of attitude. I think for a champion like Kyrie Irving and for a champion like KD who know the game and know how important coaching is, to have that kind of mentality is inexcusable. Your thoughts?
Well, I think that, you know, both of those guys have won a championship.
Right.
They know what it takes to win a championship. Sometimes you look and say, hey, we're good enough. We don't need a coach. But you do need a coach.
Yeah.
Timeouts or adjustments.
Yeah.
See, the playoffs, Molly, show you who can really coach.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you earn your money. It's not during the regular season. It's the playoff. Who can make adjustments? Nate McMillan made adjustments.
Yeah.
You know, you can go to the Phoenix Suns coach.
Yeah, Monty Williams.
Monty Williams made great adjustments.
I can blow you away with this. Brooklyn had a chance to have Ty Lue if they wanted him.
Ty Lue makes
Ty
adjustments Lue. In every round.
Ty Lue
might mess around and be the best coach in the NBA. Yeah, he might be the best coach in the NBA.
If Ty Lue is coaching the Brooklyn Nets, what are we saying right now?
Let me say one thing, Stephen A., to you about this Nash point. You won me over. You were on this Nash thing since the beginning. Because, Magic, I actually disagree about one thing. I think if the big three are healthy, they will lay waste to this league. The role players can mess up. But if the big three are healthy, because what you saw was what you saw, you never really got to see it.
It doesn't happen like that, Max. It doesn't happen like
that. But, okay, I'll say this.
You can't just say that because I got three of the best players in the league, we're going to automatically win. That doesn't work like that. And they don't have defensive-minded cats. Listen, those three can score against anybody. Now you bring in one or two defensive-minded guys. P.J. Tucker, what did he do for the Milwaukee Bucks? He brought a mentality that was different. He's not soft. All the other dudes before him were soft. So he said, we're not going to play soft no more. So, yes, KD scored 40-something points on him, but he made him earn every one of them. And that's what you need. Brooklyn needs mentality, a tough mentality. They got the scores, but they still got to get some defensive-minded guys.
Magic, I'm not arguing with Magic Johnson. I'll just say, if you and Michael and Larry played on the same team, Molly and me could be the other two people, you guys would have won all the time. Like, they have sick talent in that big three. But where I agree with Stephen A., where I think this comes into play about Nash, is what if someone gets hurt? What if now you can't just roll the ball out there going, coach? He was right about Steve Nash. He's right about mentality. He won me over with the karma thing.
I was right about Ben
Karma. The number one reason Stephen A. says the Nets are not still in these playoffs is karma.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5X miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
All right, Chris Paul sat out game one of the Western Conference Finals on Sunday due to COVID-19 health safety protocols. In his absence, Devin Booker came up huge. 40 points, 13 rebounds, 11 assists, triple-double to lead the Suns to victory. Meanwhile, Kawhi Leonard hasn't played since injuring his knee in game four of the Clippers series against the Jazz. Paul George has stepped up with Kawhi out, but it wasn't enough to get a win in game one. Magic Johnson, which team needs a star to return more, Clips or Suns?
Definitely the Clippers. Because I think that with home court advantage going to the Suns, you can win four games at home, right, and give up three games on the road. So I think the Clippers need Kawhi. And Kawhi probably wants to play and redeem himself, just like we're seeing Paul George stepping up because of what happened last season. So I would say Kawhi needs to be back more for this series than Chris Paul with the Phoenix Suns.
Couple of things. As an aside, I agree with Magic about that. I'd also like to remind the viewing audience out here that they're very, very lucky that Magic Johnson decided to just go back to being the ultra-successful businessman, not running the Lakers franchise, because the basketball world wouldn't be fair because Kawhi would have been in the Lakers uniform. This man was still there with LeBron and AD. I'm telling you what I know. He don't have to. I'm telling you what I know. Now,
all three of those guys were out. All three of them were hurt.
Three of them. Well, let me tell you something. They said they had a limp their way to the right now. All right. Having said all of that, I'm going to tell you it's Kawhi Leonard.
Yep.
You want me to tell you why? Because without Kawhi Leonard, the Clippers ain't winning this series. Now, I give the Clippers major props. Ty Lue, exceptional job. And that environment Friday night was electrifying. Yeah. I've never seen the Clippers environment like that in my life. Okay, it was something special to behold. And them raining threes and that kid, man, who's right from the Bronx out of Florida State, it was special.
Beverly hit three threes.
And it was just crazy. It was unbelievable. Having said all of that, this is a different level. Because whereas you had Donovan Mitchell and basically nobody else athletically, particularly with Conley hurt, that's not a problem in Phoenix. They're a guard-oriented team with Bridges, all right, Booker, CP3 of these boys, Payne coming off the bench. I like them. But I want to say this for the record with Magic Johnson sitting right here in studio with me. I told you, with Donovan Mitchell, that's D-Wade 2.0. He's special. Devin Booker is the next Kobe Bryant.
Yep.
I'm saying it on national television. Devin Booker
is the next
Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
It is official. His first playoff appearance. And the brother's the number one option, averaging over 28, dropped 40 in a triple-double in the first game of the conference finals. And just the way he plays, he's an assassin. And guess what? This Clippers team, you need Kawhi back to knock that kid off.
What did I say before the series started? Devin Booker is a mini Mamba. He's the closest thing offensively to Kobe's game in the sense that he can kill you from anywhere.
Yeah.
Kobe was his mentor as well.
Yeah, he's a mini Mamba. Here's the thing, and I hate this question. I hate it because it's a hard question to answer. Who needs their star more? I'm actually going to say Phoenix needs Chris Paul more, and I'll tell you why. Chris Paul, like James Harden was playing the best basketball of his career, Chris Paul in the last series, the best he's ever played, and that is saying something in that career. That was perfect. I always ask Stephen A. because of his relationship with Larry Brown, like, Chris Paul must be Larry Brown's, like, that's exactly how you play it. Right. And that was the perfect point guard playing perfectly, right? Now, here's why they need that. Devin Booker gave you a 40-point triple-double at home. You won by the skin of your teeth. By the skin of your teeth. And if you think man can't play that way, man can play. He can play. Paul George can play. Rondo can play. They have a team full of guys who can play. They were on the road without Kawhi. And that late shot by Batum in the fourth quarter, I forgot how much time was left, it looked good out of his hands, may have changed that. Maybe they wind up winning that game. He's off a little bit. That Clippers team is live without Kawhi. I think the Suns need Chris Paul back.
Magic, if you were go ahead.
Go.
No, go ahead.
Max, there's no maybes, baby, in the playoffs. You either win or you lose.
Right.
That's all.
By the way.
That's it.
One.
So Chris Paul can miss a game because of pain. Because he can run the show and Devin can score. Bridges is playing, man, off the charts right now. They got a lot of guys that can get you 10 points, 12 points, so on and on. The Clippers, if they're going to beat the Phoenix Suns, need Kawhi. Kawhi was playing some of his best basketball, too. See, we didn't give him love because he'd been dominant during this playoffs. So I think the Clippers really need him. And you got to go on the road and beat them.
Yeah, you're going to have to take one on the road at least.
You got to take one on the road. So that's why I say Kawhi. And you're right about CP3. He's playing the best he's ever played. But we know he's coming back.
That's right.
See, we know he's coming back. We don't know if Kawhi is coming back.
I don't want to make – I know we got to go. I don't want to make my brother Magic sick at all. But as an aside, I don't even want to make you sick. And I actually like making you sick sometimes. but I got to tell you this. I actually heard that Brooklyn, P.J. Tucker's camp, was telling folks he thought he was going to end up in Brooklyn.
That's the guy.
No. He thought he was going to end up in Brooklyn. And for some reason, it didn't happen.
Wow.
If you Brooklyn.
Wow.
How do you not grab P.J. Tucker?
I'm telling you.
How do you let that man
I love P.J. Tucker.
Yeah.
He reminds me of Michael Cooper, who I used to play with.
Great in the locker room. Great with the press. Great with, does the dirty work.
Yeah. Out here, fellas. Yeah. Let me get this break in. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Ah, yes. It's time again for On This Day in Smithsery.
Being in Los Angeles, all I could tell y'all is this. The Lakers and the Clippers play in the same arena. When the Lakers are playing, it's really showtime. I'm talking about the ambiance. I mean, you walk into a place, it feels like a star-studded event. Magic has all of that working for him.
He does. The Lakers brand is the strongest brand in the history of basketball in the known universe.
This has been another installment of On This Day in Smithsery. Now, back to you, First Take.
Yes, everybody, that was this date 4 years ago today. And as the Smithsery books indicate, you'd both be right, as Magic did get LeBron to the Lakers one championship later. I would say that worked out for LA. Speaking of LeBron, guys, a lot of folks say he's still the best player in the league, that the torch has not been passed yet. So that's where we go with this next debate. So after scoring the most points ever in a Game 7, has Kevin Durant, I'm looking at you, sir, officially pass LeBron James as the best player in the NBA? Right,
Molly,
now?
Not yet.
Okay.
He's got to win that chip. He got to win that championship. And they came up short, just like LeBron and the Lakers came up short this season. So LeBron still has the edge on those championship rings. So I would say not yet. But I tell you, I was just taken back. And I've never seen a guy perform like KD did in that Bucks series, and just like he was doing it from everywhere. So I was very impressed with KD. He's one of my favorite all-time players, and the way he can score, where he can score from, it's just amazing. And I would say this, You know how the torch is being like this?
Like, and the passing the back. They got to work on that turn.
And KD is like, got his arm out, waiting on it.
And let LeBron, me just bring this up. LeBron turning.
Exactly. Right. Let me just bring this up. It's just like Larry Bird and I, we were on the bus.
That's right.
We're on the bus.
I was going to bring up. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You tell it.
Do you tell it. Nobody can tell it like you. That's exactly where I was going.
Go ahead.
You made me mad now. So we're on the bus. And Michael Jordan looks at me, looks at Larry, and says, there's a new sheriff in town.
That's right. After practice.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I said, uh-oh.
That's right.
He was right.
Yes, sir.
And this KD is looking right now. Go ahead.
I've said this to Max on several occasions. So it's the first year KD arrived in Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
Previous year, they had lost in Game 7, OKC, Golden State. They beat LeBron in the finals, whatever. Actually, LeBron beat them in the finals that year. The next year, KD is going up against LeBron. And the first basket of the game, money, KD scores. And KD goes like this and spreads his arm out wide like, let's go. And what I was saying to Max is, I said, in basketball parlance, that's when you saying to a guy, I'm here now.
Yeah.
See, you had me when I had the other crew. But now I got a crew like you do. Mm-hmm. Now it's me and you in KD's mind. Now it's me and you. And that series, even though LeBron averaged a triple-double with 32 points, triple-double, and he was sensational.
Yeah.
I constantly remind folks, KD averaged 35 on 53% shooting. Brother wasn't playing. And what I'm saying to you is this. I'm partial to offense. I know how great LeBron is. LeBron has a better resume. KD got some work to do to catch LeBron's resume.
Right.
But I'm talking talent. Mm-hmm. And when I look at the offensive talent of Kevin Durant, and I think about those 38,000 points that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar scored, I look at one guy in this league that if he sat up there and said, you know what, I feel like, I think I'm going to catch this record. If he decides, I just think I'm going to catch this record. He's going to do it because he's just that unstoppable. To be the sniper that he is at 6'11 with a 7'6 wingspan, who can finish at the free throw line.
Let me say this real quick because we're going to run out of time. Real quick. I'll put it, what's real barbershop talk? It's basketball and boxing for the most part, right? So let me make this barbershop for a second.
Sure.
LeBron had the undisputed title. Mm-hmm. There was no dispute to his claim, right?
Yeah.
It's like Tyson Fury when he beat Klitschko. He's the undisputed champ. Then he went away for a while and Anthony Joshua was coming up, right? Now there's a dispute, whoever you think is champion. There's a dispute at least, right? LeBron, the title has not been taken, but there's a dispute. KD, the way he just played, has a legit dispute, has a legit claim that, hold on, I'm number one, and LeBron's going to have to go out and defend the title again next year. Mm. It's up for grabs. He's not the undisputed champ anymore like he was. I thought he outplayed KD in that first series with Golden State and Cleveland.
I think you're right. Now there is a debate where before there was never a debate.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be interesting next year for both of them, right? Can we finally see LeBron and the Lakers against Brooklyn and the Nets? Because we thought we were going to see that this season. But what has happened this season has been great for basketball. Atlanta Hawks, new teams, mm-hmm. new superstars. Now, Trae Young is a superstar, not a star anymore. Devin Booker is a superstar, not a star anymore. So this has been great
smaller
for the league.
Smaller markets like Milwaukee, a lot of teams we didn't expect.
And then let's give him love because the Greek Freak is a different player than he was the last couple of playoffs. Mm-hmm. He finally understands what he has to do to be effective when they build that wall against him. And Chris Middleton, let's give him love. Mm-hmm. That guy is real at closing the games for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Ah, yes, it's time again for On This Day in Smithsery.
Being in Los Angeles, all I can tell y'all is this. The Lakers and the Clippers play in the same arena. When the Lakers are playing, it's really showtime. I'm talking about the ambiance. I mean, you walk into a place, it feels like a star-studded event. Magic has all of that working for him.
He does. The Lakers brand is the strongest brand in the history of basketball in the known universe.
This has been another installment of On This Day in Smithsery. Now, back to you, First Take.
Yes, everybody, that was this date 4 years ago today. And as the Smithsery books indicate, you'd both be right, as Magic did get LeBron to the Lakers one championship later. I would say that worked out for L.A. Speaking of LeBron, guys, a lot of folks say he's still the best player in the league, that the torch has not been passed yet. So that's where we go with this next debate. So after scoring the most points ever in a Game 7, has Kevin Durant, I'm looking at you, sir, officially passed LeBron James as the best player in the NBA?
Right, Molly, now? Not yet.
Okay.
He's got to win that chip. He got to win that championship. And they came up short, just like LeBron and the Lakers came up short this season. So LeBron still has the edge on those championship rings. So I would say not yet. But I tell you, I was just taken back. And I've never seen a guy perform like KD did in that Bucks series. And just like he was doing it from everywhere. So I was very impressed with KD. He's one of my favorite all-time players. And the way he can score, where he can score from, it's just amazing. And I would say this. You know how the torch is being like this?
And you're passing it. They got to work on that turn.
And KD is like, right, got his arm out, waiting on it.
And let me just bring this up. LeBron turning.
Exactly. Right. Let me just bring this up. It's just like Larry Bird and I. We were on the bus.
That's right.
We were on the bus.
I was going to bring up. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
You tell it.
You tell it. Nobody can tell it like you. That's exactly what I was going.
It's yours. It's yours. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I have this.
You made me mad now. So we're on the bus. And Michael Jordan looks at me, looks at Larry, and says, "There's a new sheriff in town."
That's right. That's right. After practice.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I said, "Uh-oh."
Yeah, that's right.
He was right.
And he was right.
He was right.
Yes, sir.
And this KD is looking right now. Go ahead.
I've said this to Max on several occasions. So it's the first year KD arrived in Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
Previous year, they had lost in Game 7, OKC, Golden State. They beat LeBron in the finals, whatever. Actually, LeBron beat them in the finals that year. The next year, KD is going up against LeBron. And the first basket of the game, money, KD scores. And KD goes like this and spreads his arm out wide like, "Let's go." And what I was saying to Max is, I said, in basketball parlance, that's when you saying to a guy, "I'm here now."
Yeah.
See, you had me when I had the other crew. But now I got a crew like you do. Mm-hmm. Now it's me and you in KD's mind. Now it's me and you. And that series, even though LeBron averaged a triple-double with 32 points, triple-double, and he was sensational.
Yeah.
I constantly remind folks, KD averaged 35
on 53% shooting. Brother wasn't playing. And what I'm saying to you is this. I'm partial to offense. I know how great LeBron is. LeBron has a better resume. KD got some work to do to catch LeBron's resume.
Right.
But I'm talking talent. Mm-hmm. And when I look at the offensive talent of Kevin Durant, and I think about those 38,000 points that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar scored, I look at one guy in this league that if he sat up there and said, you know what, I feel like, I think I'm going to catch this record. If he decides, I just think I'm going to catch this record, he's going to do it. Because he's just that unstoppable. To be the sniper that he is at 6'11 with a 7'6 wingspan, who can finish at the free throw line.
Let me say this
line.
Real quick, because we're going to run out of time. Real quick. What's real barbershop talk? It's basketball and boxing for the most part, right? So let me make this barbershop for a second.
Sure.
LeBron had the undisputed title. Mm-hmm. There was no dispute to his claim, right?
Yeah.
It's like Tyson Fury when he beat Klitschko. He's the undisputed champ. Then he went away for a while and Anthony Joshua was coming up, right? Now there's a dispute, whoever you think is champion. There's a dispute, at least, right? LeBron, the title has not been taken, but there's a dispute. KD, the way he just played, has a legit dispute, has a legit claim that, hold on, I'm number one, and LeBron's going to have to go out and defend the title again next year. Mm. It's up for grabs. He's not the undisputed champ anymore like he was. I thought he outplayed KD in that first series with Golden State and Cleveland.
I think you're right. Now there is a debate where before there was never a debate.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be interesting next year for both of them, right? Can we finally see LeBron and the Lakers against Brooklyn and the Nets? Because we thought we were going to see that this season. But what has happened this season has been great for basketball. Atlanta Hawks, new teams, mm-hmm. new superstars. Now, Trae Young is a superstar, not a star anymore. Devin Booker is a superstar, not a star anymore. So this has been great
smaller
for the league.
Smaller markets like Milwaukee, a lot of teams we didn't expect.
And then let's give him love because the Greek Freak is a different player than he was the last couple of playoffs. Mm-hmm. He finally understands what he has to do to be effective when they build that wall against him. And Chris Middleton, let's give him love. Mm-hmm. That guy is real at closing the games for the Milwaukee Bucks.
I need to get your thoughts on this, though, guys.
Okay.
Coming up next year on First Take, speaking of LeBron, should Lakers fans actually be rooting for the Clippers now? Magic, I am looking at you. Purple and gold aren't in there. We'll get into that next.
We will never
never.
They wind up getting mad because it takes the shine away from the real team.
Mm-hmm. So we don't really get
the
into
Dodgers.
All that.
This is not on. This is not on. All right, hold on. Let me find it. I got it. Coming up on the Max Kellerman Show, time to end the process in Philly. I'll ask Meta World Peace all today, 2 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
I know the Lakers are out, and there's a lot of Laker fans here. But once the Lakers are gone, if we're not playing the Lakers, you should be cheering for the Clippers. And that's just how I feel because it's all one city. And I just feel the love, and you know, I'm just very happy and proud of our guys. I know the Lakers are out, and there's a lot of Laker fans here. But once the Lakers are gone, if we're not playing the Lakers, you should be cheering for the Clippers. And that's just how I feel, because it's all one city. And I can just feel the love, and, you know, I'm just very happy and proud of our guys.
You hear that?
I heard him. You know, I love Coach Lou. I wanted him to coach the Lakers.
That's right.
But he knows that Laker fans are not going to be pulling for the Clippers. That's it. That's all I'm going to say.
And this is what I will say to you. The best thing for Laker Nation is for the Clippers to win. You know why?
Why?
Because the comfort of being a Los Angeles Laker, I'm talking about as players in an organization, right, will be gone. And the level of fervor that you naturally have ingrained in you, mm-hmm, would permeate throughout the whole organization, because there's a champion in L.A., and it ain't you. Mm. We ain't having it. And so from that point, it would hold
Stephen
that organization
a, as you know,
accountable.
Wow. As put you know, I lived in L.A. for 6 years, did Max and Marcellus with Marcellus Wiley, my man, on ESPN Radio. Magic, you remember. Yeah. And let me just tell you something. Lakers fans find the Clippers adorable until they come up in the world. Then they hate them.
Yeah. Right.
They're a Lakers fan, rather see the Celtics win than the Clippers.
Elevate
No. Lakers fans will never root for the Clippers. No. That will never
happen.
When Clippers come to Dodger Stadium to watch the Dodgers play and they put them on the screen, they boo.
Boo.
That's real fandom. That's loyalty. I respect it. Lakers Nation always stands up.
And my boy Chris Paul, when he was with the Clippers,
Magic,
they booed him.
Thank you kindly, sir. Always up to you.
Tell your husband I said hello. Yep. Going